Hey everybody, this is Justin Michael Williams with Motivation for Black People, giving you trusted guidance to make your life better. And we are back. We are back. And I am so excited to talk to you in this episode about the transitions that are coming, the things that are changing, because we have taken, as you probably have noticed, after 128 episodes happening every Sunday, I want you to realize that, 128 episodes, I took my first pause. We took our first pause on this to reflect on everything that we've learned through this podcast and everything that is evolving and growing in our spirit of transformation. And I hope you in your life have taken notice of the whisper. You know, Oprah always says your life is always speaking to you. The fundamental spiritual question is, will you listen? And I think one of the things that the universe or God or spirit or whatever you want to call it has been telling us with this time is to pause, is to go within, is to listen, is to see the things in our life that are looking to grow, that are looking to shift and to change. You know, many of you will remember that in the beginning of our global pandemic, early in March, I said something that I think resonated with a lot of your hearts. And I compared this moment that we're having in history, especially the beginning of it, but even still now, this pandemic moment and this moment of social unrest to the story of Noah's Ark in the Bible. And regardless of what religion you practice, you know, I know many of us know and are familiar with this story where this great flood is said to be coming. And as the great flood is said to be coming, we have two choices. We can either pretend the flood is not happening and deny it and try to hold on and cling on to our life and the world as we know it. Or we can get on the ark and decide what stays and what gets left behind. And we have the opportunity, and we've had the opportunity, and we still have the opportunity to do that right now with our own lives. To look at our lives and say, what stays? What gets left behind? What's coming with us on the ark? And what gets left behind? And what comes with us is what we get to nurture and grow and evolve and shift. And maybe pieces of things are coming with us and pieces of things are getting left behind. It's a deep cleansing. But what we cannot do, my brothers and sisters, is pretend the flood isn't happening. Pretending the flood has not happened. Because the thing is, when the waters go down again and everything starts to settle, we're going to notice that life is not what it was before. That we cannot go back to what was before, because the entire world will have changed in the underwater abyss of this flood. And so it will be unrecognizable. And so if we try to still hold on to our lives so that they hopefully look exactly as they were before, I hear people saying all the time, when things get back to normal, when things are back to how they were before, I think we might know now that things are never going back. And they shouldn't, because we've evolved. I know this time has been so difficult for so many of us, but I also know this time has been very fruitful, that we've blossomed, that we've grown in ways that we couldn't have expected. And that's not denying the harm and the pain and the death and the loss, but also to know that for those of us, the conscious people, the woke people, the spiritual people, all of us who have taken this time to look deeply at ourselves and ask what stays and what goes, we've transformed. And so right now, I'd like to tell you about some exciting transformations that have undergone for the Motivation for Black People podcast. So we are beginning again. You're going to start hearing from me, from us, from my incredible team every single week, starting again, starting this week, starting now, which I'm so excited because I've really missed y'all. I've really missed you all. And I love and am so grateful that everybody's been listening to the recordings of all of the old episodes and going back, especially now listening to episodes like the ones that we did for Black History Month called Forward and Black History Before America, and learning the truth of what's happening and how we might have ended up in this moment in history right now. And obviously, I hope every single person on this podcast that's listening is registered and inspired to vote. And moving forward, we're going to do something a little bit different. So I want you to listen carefully now, because I'm going to play the audio for you right now to a short video that I posted online a couple months ago with an idea that came to me from my heart. What I did was something that I quite literally haven't done for years. And I don't know that I've ever actually done this before. But what I did was a couple months ago, I went away to one of my favorite places in nature. I had the absolute blessing of being able to go to a place in Big Sur called the Esalen Institute. It is my favorite place in the entire planet, point blank period. And I was there for 6 weeks helping them build out some of their programming and their diversity programming. And while I was there, I gave myself permission to completely disconnect from all social media and all of the news. And I asked a very simple question. And it was a really interesting moment because it was the first time I didn't have the podcast. It was the first time I didn't have any commitment that I needed to be online for every week or anything. And I just completely shut everything down. I was with nature. I was there in a little cabin by the ocean. And I want you to imagine I'm there and I just was sitting on the earth on this bridge. And I asked the universe a question or a prayer, really. And my question was this: if I disconnect from all the external stimuli that are coming at me, if everything that I'm doing isn't in reaction to the media, what would naturally arise? If I just let myself be, what would naturally bloom and blossom from a place within my soul? And what came was what you're going to hear next in this video. Listen up.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, friends and family, and everyone in between, I would like to invite you to the kingdom. Now, I already know what you're thinking. Is this church? No, it's not quite church. I want you to imagine if church, Super Soul Sunday, and a TED Talk had a baby where we have live music and the greatest wisdom teachings from all over the world, and all of us coming together across divides, across religions, not conflicting with anything, but bringing us together. Look, I'm standing on a bridge right now. And this is what we need right now in the world. We need to bridge our divides and come together. And so I invite you to this incredible gathering, this global gathering of people from all over the world who are coming together to connect to something greater. And I don't care if that something greater is God, the universe, crystals, astrology, or unicorns. You could call it whatever you want. This is about all of us. The revolution starts inside, and it begins with you. Welcome to the kingdom, where we rise together.
So that's it. That is it. This is our evolution. I would like to welcome you all to the kingdom, to our new name of the Motivation for Black People podcast, which is called The Kingdom. And what is going to happen here is we are expanding. We are expanding to welcome in our connection to something greater, whatever that may be. And we are expanding our connection to welcome in others. And I want to tell you exactly how this is going to work. So as you heard in the video, every Sunday, I do a session live. It's totally live, called The Kingdom. And it's on video and you can watch it, and there's slides and there's special guests and there's all kinds of things. And you can watch it live. But I know so many of you can't watch it live. I know so many of you can't be on there to be on video. But the teachings that have been coming from the kingdom are some of the greatest teachings that have ever moved through me or bloomed through me in my entire life. And the special guests we've had on there are going to blow you away. I've brought people on that you've heard me talk about before. Those of you who've been with me for a while, like my mentor, Brenda, and Christy, and several other people that you've heard me talk about here all the time, Brenda Rose. And one of the things that I want to say to you all is, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to be pulling the best teachings from the kingdom and putting them here on this podcast for you to listen on audio. And like I said, you can also join live and actually watch The Kingdom when it's happening, or you can watch the videos of The Kingdom on YouTube. We are turning this into a full multimedia experience for everyone, where you can either listen on the podcast, watch on YouTube, or come and join and actually be with us live every single Sunday. And I'm so excited about this, because this is really pulling us together. And that brings me to my next point, something that I had to really think about deeply, and that actually was a big reckoning that I had to have within myself, that I had to do writing about and journaling about and talking to mentors about and deeply thinking about. And that was about shifting our gaze slightly to coming together. You know, when I started the Motivation for Black People podcast, my intention was very clear, and that intention remains the same. It was to elevate Black voices, young thought leaders and Black thought leaders whose voices rarely get heard, and to bring those voices to the forefront, including my own, to make sure that our people, that Black people, had a platform and a system and a place that they can come where they felt like the advice and the tools that were being mentioned were completely and directly relevant to them, to us. And that intention remains the same. But what I know for sure is that something in the world has shifted. Something dramatic in the world has shifted from when I started this podcast several years ago. And the thing that has shifted is this, is people are waking up. White people are waking up. Other POC are waking up. We are coming together. And if we do not come together, if we do not bridge these divides, then we're in trouble. I saw this quote the other day that absolutely blew me away. And it said, if the only place that we are safe is separated, then we're in big trouble. And that was by Dr. Gail Parker. And I really felt that deeply, because yes, we need sometimes to have our own safe and sacred spaces. But right now, if we're listening to what's happening with this flood is asking us to unite, to come together on the ark, people of all religions, all divides, all skin colors and all types, all ages, all genders, all socioeconomic statuses, to come together as we move toward and create this new world. And so that is what inspired me deeply to write a new manifesto. The manifesto of our blossoming, of our growth, of the kingdom. And I'd like to read that to you right now. Listen carefully as I read what I call the Kingdom Manifesto. This is for everyone. Lesbian, gay, trans, bi, young, old, Black, white, queer, hippie, broke, and fabulous, and straight people too, all are welcome to the magic that happens. This is not about telling you what to believe, but to connect you to something greater, to bring some relief. To the struggles and pain that carry us forward, you can't stop us because we are the warriors. We'll come together, we'll sing and we'll cry, we'll learn and we'll share as we all turn the tides. You'll learn wisdom teachings from the world's greatest lessons and connect to your power and call in your blessings. This isn't about inspiration. This is about action, because only then can we break from this faction. Welcome to the kingdom that shines. We rise together. Together, we will rise. So I'd like to welcome you to the new name of this podcast, The Kingdom. It is the greatest honor to be with you here on this journey. And I hope that the prayers and the lessons and the teachings and the interviews and all that's to come inspire you to do better in your life, but also inspires us to come together, to see across the divides. And for my Black brothers and sisters listening, I want you to know I have not given up on you. I felt really nervous and self-conscious, to be honest, that people were going to think, oh my God, he's switching and turning this into a thing for white people. I was really nervous about that, to be really honest. It hurt my heart because I wanted everybody to know that this is about us all claiming our royalty and that I will never give up on you. And that everything still here will continue to name and represent you and represent us and our majesty and our royalty and continue to represent our context and all that we have. And we're switching from an either or context to a both and context. This is something really important to notice for yourself. Where in your life are you saying that you can only have one thing or the other? That life has to be either or. You can have either a relationship or a successful career. You can have either good finances or a passionate job that you love. You can have either good health or whatever it is that you want to say. We do this to ourselves. Either or, either or. But what we are changing to and what we all need to switch to, and I want you to notice in your life and the places that we say either or, is both and. Both and. I can have a thriving and successful relationship and a kick-ass career. I can have a healthy body and a healthy mind. I can have abundance in my life in all areas. And we can have a podcast. We can have a podcast where all of us are welcome, where our individual contexts are honored and named, and we recognize the space and the place where we all come together, where we have our differences, and we don't just honor or tolerate our differences. But we name them, and we also know that we are stronger because of them. I love you. I love you all, and I thank you. I'm speaking directly to you. I'm literally feeling into the hearts of all of us in our community, and I'm thanking and loving all of you who have been with me for 128 episodes. And what I want you to know is this is just the beginning. This is Justin Michael Williams, signing out, and I'll meet you right here in this special place in our next podcast.
the kingdom.